感谢主，我们继续来读雅歌。
And praise and thank God. Let us continue our study of the Song of Songs.
我们继续看雅歌，我们看第二章。
And let's continue on to chapter 2.
二章的十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
我们早上谈到了要擒拿这一只擒拿小狐狸。
And this morning we spoke about catching the foxes, the little foxes.
任何阻挡婚姻的这种幸福都可以看成是一种小狐狸。
And any hindrance that is against marriage, we can look at them as little foxes.
我们找一个心目中理想的对象。
So when we find a partner that is up to our ideals,
我们也要用正确的态度来经营婚姻。
And we must also manage our marriage with a good attitude.
而且要留意有没有小狐狸出现。
And also we must watch out for the little foxes.
那我们看到这个佳偶呢，他有警醒来看待他的婚姻爱情。
And so over here we see how the beloved, he is on the watch out for the little foxes.
我们再看十六节。
And let's continue on to verse 16.
一方面呢，这个佳偶他提出有小狐狸这个危机，但是一方面他心中再一次的坚定他的心智，他是良人是属我，我也是属良人的。
And even though upon their alertness they do detect the little foxes, but then their heart is determined. Verse 16, my beloved is mine, and I am his.
就是表示他再一次的坚定他的心智，这个婚姻爱情是不会改变的。
And that is to say, once again, the determination was made that the covenant of marriage remains intact.
那个时刻他的良人并不在身边。
And at that point in time, the beloved is not by the side.
所以十七节就是期待他的良人能够赶快回来。
And that is why verse 17, the Shunammite woman was waiting and anticipating for the beloved to return.
天起凉风就是日落西山的时刻。
And when the breeze comes along, it means that the day is breaking.
日影飞去就是清晨的时刻。
And when the shadows flee away, it means the day is breaking. It is the early dawn.
他期待他的良人赶快转回。
And the anticipation is great to have the beloved to turn back.
那么第三章第一节开始。
And chapter 3 verse 1 begins.
随后好像在夜间他在梦境中就发生了一些事。
And over here, it happens in the dream. The scenario opens up.
那有一些圣经学者他们认为这是一个实际的场景。
And some Bible scholars, they interpret it as a reality that actually happened.
我想这不是重点。
And I don't think that is the key point.
那我们看看它到底是发生什么事呢？
So first, let us look into what actually happened.
在良人不在身边的时刻。
So when the beloved is not by the side,
这个佳偶呢，他在夜间去寻找他心所爱的。
So this Shunammite bride, she was looking for the one that she loves.
你看见了，从第一节到第四节，他四次来称他的良人是我心所爱的。
So over here, from verses 1 to verse 4, there were four repetitions where she mentioned she is looking for the one she loves.
第一节我寻找心所爱的找不到。
And verse 1, it says that I sought him, but I did not find him.
我起来要游行城中，在街市上寻找我心所爱的。
And then I rise now to go about the city, seeking for the one I love.
那就问那个巡逻看守的人，有没有看到我心所爱的。
Then I ask the watchman who go about the city, have you seen the one I love?
刚刚离开，他现在就遇见我心所爱的。
And then scarcely I had passed, I found the one I love.
在对比第二章的第八节开始的那一段。
And so over here, we can see how the contrast starts from 2 verse 8.
之前是这个良偶这个良人呢，他不远千里而来。
And because before, prior, we see how the beloved came all the way from a far distance.
但是这个女主角她还有一点矜持。
And but yet, this Shulamite woman, she is still pretty shy.
可是等到这个良人离开的时候
，But until the beloved, the groom has left.
她的心其实不是不爱。
So in fact, she actually do love the groom.
啊, 错过了第一时间,
but yet she had let go of the first opportunity.
那现在变成她是着急的在街市上寻找她心所爱的。
And now she is full of anxiety, seeking for the one she loves.
那当然这是一个美好的结局。
And of course, it is a beautiful scene, a conclusion.
我们一直期待丈夫能够有领头、有带头的作用。
And we all anticipate and hoping that the husband becomes the leader of the family.
那其实这个女孩子的心门，你要一直的扣她，扣她，到最后她就把这个门给打开了。
And in fact, you need to keep knocking on the doors of the heart of the woman so that finally she will open the door for you.
哦，这二章的八节以后，这一段呢是教他在回忆，他一直都是啊，这个非常留意到这个良人他的细微末节的动作，他一言一语啊，一个声响都在他心中的。
And then we see how from chapter 2, verse 8 on, we see how the Shunammite woman is looking out and watching every single little detail of the groom.
只要是努力的话, 一定会留下痕迹。
Because as long as you are willing to seek for all the little details, you can definitely find them.
只要叩门, 就有开门的可能。
As long as you keep knocking on the door, one day the door will be opened to you.
所以其实在夫妻之间, 两个人是彼此互相, 啊, 应该要去体谅。
And so therefore, in the marriage context between the husband and wife, you need to compromise with each other.
不要等待那个最佳的时刻给丧失掉了。
And do not keep waiting until you miss the fine opportunity.
那么这一段话我们一直读到第四节,
And so let's continue to read on to verse 4.
这个佳偶他就把握住机会。
And then we see how the opportunity was being held on to.
看起来就是要谈论有关婚事的这件事情。
And so it seems like the wedding is going to be in the process.
所以就三章的第六节开始就是一场婚礼。
So we see how from chapter 3 verse 6 on, it is a wedding procession.
那我们要从第六节开始再来看。
So let's continue to read from verse 6.
因为第五节就是另外，就是我们之前 谈到的这是一个段落的分野。
And then verse 5, we talk about that is actually an intermittent point between the two scenarios.
所以第六节以后就是另外一个大段。
And from verse 6 on is another scene.
我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
他讲一个所罗门的华轿。
And so over here, it talks about the Solomon's couch.
他先讲说，那从旷野上来的是什么？
And first, the question is, who is this coming out of the wilderness?
用一个问话，然后来回答。
And so a question is being posed before the answer is given.
这个就是要引起人的注意。
And this will lead to the attention of everyone.
好，那我们就请翻译从六节读到第十一节。
六节到十一节。So we'll read from verse 6 to verse 11. Verse 6. Who is this coming out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with all the merchant's fragrant powders? Verse 7, behold, it is Solomon's couch, with 60 valiant men around it, of the valiant of Israel. Verse 8, they all hold swords, being expert in war. Every man has his sword on his thigh, because of fear in the night. Verse 9, of the wood of Lebanon, Solomon the king made himself a palanquin. Verse 10, he made its pillars of silver, its support of gold, its seat of purple, its interior paved with love by the daughters of Jerusalem. Verse 11, go forth, O daughters of Zion, and see King Solomon with the crown with which his mother crowned him on the day of his espousals, the day of the gladness of his heart.
这个所罗门的华轿是他特别为这场婚礼来制作。So
over here we see that the Solomon's couch, it was specifically made for this wedding procession.
我们用预表的角度来解释。And
so if we look at it from a point of prophecy,
这是王的婚礼。So
this is the wedding of the king.
所罗门他是预表耶稣基督。
And Solomon, he prefigures Lord Jesus Christ.
他的王后就预表基督的心腹。And
his bride prefigures the bride of Christ.
那特别的就是说，这个佳偶，她就是心腹，就是预表教会。And
so this bride refers to the church.
那这一层的华轿呢，也是预表教会。
And also this wedding procession, it also talks about the church.
好，我们会这样理解，是一个是从婚姻的关系来谈。
First, we look at it from the perspective of the marital relationship.
王的王后啊，基督的心腹。
And that is the bride of the king, who is the queen, is the bride of Jesus Christ.
那我们再看这一层的华轿呢，它是要来迎娶新妇的。
And so over here, we see that this Solomon's couch, this palanquin, is to come for the bride.
那从这个宣道的功能来讲。
And so if you look at it from the point of 宣道, from evangelism,
传福音引领人来归主。
And that is to say the evangelical work of preaching to people and to bring them to the Lord.
这个工作是借着教会来传扬。
And this evangelical work comes from the church.
我们从这个角度，这两个角度来切入，我们说所罗门的华轿就是预表今天的教会。
So therefore, if we look at it from this perspective, then we know that the Solomon's couch, this palanquin, it prefigures the church.
那我们从第六节来解释。
And let's look at from verse 6.
他先谈这个华轿的外围。
First, it talks about the external appearance of this palanquin.
再来谈到这个华轿的架构。
And then it talks about the structure.
它的材质。
And also its material of construction.
还有细部的描述。
And also the interior details.
这些都是可以成为我们今天教会的学习。
So all this we can learn from all the studies because it points to the church.
那第一个就是有烟柱。
First, there is pillars of smoke.
从旷野上来的时候呢，还看不到这一层的华轿。
And because it's coming out from the wilderness, you cannot see Solomon's couch clearly at first.
因为犹大山地呢有很多的丘陵。
And because there's many hills in the land of Judah.
所以在地平线消失的那一段呢，看不到，还看不到华轿。可是那个烟往上腾呢，成为一个烟柱呢，远远就可以看得到。
And that is to say, because of the hill country of the land of Judah, from the horizon, you cannot see the Solomon's couch coming, but you can see the pillars of smoke approaching.
那看到烟柱来的时候，就知道说那个华轿已经靠近了。
So therefore, when you see the pillars of smoke approaching, you know that Solomon's couch is coming.
但是更靠近的时候啊。
But when it comes pretty close,
可以去发现说这个有没有要和乳香。
Then you can smell the fragrance because it's perfumed with myrrh and frankincense.
那更近距离的这个去嗅闻这一个香气是什么的时候，也可以知道说有各样的香氛。
And then when it comes even closer, you can smell all the merchant's fragrant powders.
所以不管是用看的还是鼻子去嗅出来的。
So therefore, whether it is with the sense of sight or the sense of smell,
还没有看到华轿本身这个架构。
Still, it's very mystified. You still cannot see the couch in reality.
可是已经知道有很多的烟柱，有闻到很多的香料。
But you know it's coming because you see many pillars of smoke and you can smell the fragrance from afar.
那这个香气是什么呢?
So what does the fragrance represent?
在启示录的第五章、第八章都有提，五章的七节、八章的三节。
So it's mentioned in the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 7, and also chapter 3, verse 8.
都告诉我们说这是圣徒的祷告。
And it refers to the prayers of the saints.
那圣徒的祷告呢，它这个香气可以往上腾啊。
And because the prayers of the saints, it will arise like smoke, like incense.
这个会达到神的面前。
And this incense of prayers will come before the throne of God.
我们的祷告可以达到神面前，这才有价值。
That is to say, if your prayers can reach the throne of God, then it will become valuable.
那就我们想起了挪亚他献祭。
So it allows us to think about Noah's offering.
神闻到那馨香的气味。
Because when God smelled the fragrant aroma from the altar,
神就悦纳。
Then God is very pleased.
但是创世纪的十一章里面呢，当时候的人建巴别塔也想要通天。
And however, in the book of Genesis, chapter 11, the people were building the Tower of Babel, trying to reach to the ultimate skies.
那虽然任凭他们怎么努力呢，那个塔并没有通到天。
And no matter how diligent they were, their tower never reached the sky above.
不管是中国还是其他的国家，现在还是古代，人都有一个企图。 想要通天，要天人合一。
So whether it is China in the present time or ever since antiquity, people will always have this desire to reach for the ultimate skies.
但是要怎么样才能够通天呢？
But how indeed can you reach the heavens?
要怎么样才能够天人合一呢?
So how can the heavens and the earth become one?
不是建塔。
You don't build a tower.
要筑坛献祭。
You have to build an altar of offerings.
我们真耶稣教会在早期中国的时代被称为通天教。
And in the old days, our True Jesus Church in China, it was regarded as a church that can reach to the heavens.
我们的福音呢，从北京一直传到中国的南部。
And our gospel started from Beijing all the way to the southern part of China.
在当时候啊，基督教界呢就引起了一阵的风潮。
And in those days, it arise a trend in Christianity.
在1926年传到台湾的时候也是一样。
And the same goes in Taiwan in 1926 when the gospel reached the land of Taiwan.
在台湾整个基督教界引起了很大的骚动。
And the entire Christendom was uprise.
当时候盛传一句话。
And at that time, there was this saying that was spreading like fire.
从北京兴起了一个通天教。
That from Beijing, there is a church that arises that will reach the heavens.
有那个财主员外患了十几年的病呢，被人家用轿子抬来布道会的现场我们的传道人为他祷告以后呢，他就走十几华里的路就回到自己的家。
And there was a huge miracle at that time that happened. A landlord was being brought in basically bedridden on crutches. And yet after prayers, with the laying on of hands, he actually walked out of the church and walked home.
他怎么说这个真耶稣教会是通天教？
So how can you claim that the True Jesus Church is a church that reached the heavens?
通常我们讲通天的时候，就是他有通天的本领
So typically, when we're referring to reaching the heavens, meaning that this person has superpower.
其实就是我们领受神的灵
But in fact, it is because we have received the power from God.
我们的祷告，神赐圣下来，就等于是我们跟天通了。
And because when we pray, when God bless us with the Holy Spirit, we are one connected with the heavens above, with God above.
天的门打开了。
Because the gates of heaven have opened.
在这个末世的时候，神把天的门打开了。
So therefore, in the end times, God has opened up the gates of heaven.
自从使徒时代教会结束在这个地面上的时候呢，圣灵就停降了。
And once the apostolic church has concluded on the earth, then the Holy Spirit has stopped descending.
但是天再一次的打开，是在末世的时候，神的灵降下来建立得救的真教会。
But once again, the gates of heaven has opened up in the end times because God is establishing the church of the last days.
不是我们有通天的本领。
It is not because we have superpowers.
是神从天而降，把圣灵赐给我们。
It's because God has come down from above and give us the precious Holy Spirit.
感谢主。
So we praise and thank God.
我们何德何能啊？
Because who are we really?
我们这么污秽。
And we are so filthy.
我们这么不足。
And we are so unworthy.
我们还在贪爱世界。
And we still love this world so much.
我们还与耶稣为敌的时候，他已经爱我们。
And when we are enemy against Christ, he has already loved us.
我们得到这样的恩典。
And so this kind of grace that we have received,
就是祷告。
And that is, we have to pray.
我们献祭烧香，那个心意达到神面前。
So that is to say, when we offered up our prayer of thanksgiving on the altar, it is giving up our prayers of incense before God above.
很多其他教派的人会笑我们真耶稣教会。
And a lot of other churches, other denominations, they will laugh and mock at us.
他们常常对真耶稣教会的第一印象，而且印象最深的这个生动的描述的就是那个祷告叫陆陆有那个教会陆陆教的那个教会
And the first impression that they were described through Jesus Church is that, hear the sound of their prayers. That's how they pray.
其实就是众水的声音嘛。
And so it's the prayers. It sounds like thunderous water.
远远的还没有看到这层华轿呢，可是已经看到烟柱了。
And that is to say, before the couch even come, they already saw the pillars of smoke.
这是我们的特色。
And that is how we are so special.
这是神给我们的恩典。
And this is the grace that God has blessed us with.
圣灵替代替我们祷告。
Because the Holy Spirit is interceding for us.
我们的祷告
达到神面前, and our prayers has reached before the throne of God.
他知道我们的软弱,
he knows all of our weaknesses.
他知道我们的需要,
he knows all of our needs.
但是他又按着神的旨意为我们代求,
but yet, according to the will of God, Christ is interceding for us.
我们虔诚的颂赞真的达到神面前,
and as long as we give up our, we offer our sincere praise, it will reach before God.
所以如果讲真耶稣教会有什么特色?
So therefore, if you talk about how unique True Jesus Church really is,
就是这个教会的人很喜欢祷告啊。
That is to say, the people of this church love to pray.
那如今我们在这里一个星期啊，我们的成人神训班，我们就实现了这一点了。我们整天在祷告。
And especially during this week of the CNATS, we have proven this point. We are praying every single day.
一个人祷告的时候，就是他最虔诚的时刻。
Because a person, when they kneel down and pray, it is the most devout moment.
一个人跪在神面前祷告的时候，就是他的心灵最靠近神的时刻。
And when a person goes down on the knees and pray before God, that is when his spirit is the closest to God.
就是我们认为自己最软弱的时刻。
And that's the point where we feel that we are the ultimate weakness.
是我们认罪悔改的时刻。
It's the point of confession of our sins.
没有一个人跪在神面前还在计划我怎么去贪财。
Nobody will kneel down on their knees and think about planning how to become rich.
这就是祷告。
Because that is prayers.
所以我们一定要好好的祷告。
So therefore, we must pay heed to prayers.
疫情的时间有很多人在家里很多时间。
And during the pandemic period, many people found so much time at home.
其实给我们带来一个很重要的一个想法，就是我们的时间用在什么重要的事情上面。
Then the question is, where do we spend our time now that we have so much time?
以后是不是还有类似的这样的一种挑战会临到我们基督徒？
And so maybe perhaps in the future, such a kind of challenge will arise again.
当罪恶灌满末日临近的时刻，我们要好好的祷告。
And so when sin, when this world in the end time is flooded with sin, we must really pay heed to prayers.
在神面前承认我们完全一无所有。
And before God, we must confess that we are nothing.
我们一无所事。
And we have, and we possess nothing.
我们实在是最软弱。
Because we are really so weak.
这样我们才能够真正奋起而更有力量。
Then we can totally revive our spirit and be empowered with strength once again.
像杨传道勉励我们把世界的欲望倒空。
And just like Preacher Yang, he mentioned that we must empty out our vessel.
就是要跪在神面前。
And that is to pray before the Lord.
我们才能够再次的被充满。
Then we can once again be filled up to the full.
我们被这个世俗的欲望、世俗的思虑给充满了。
Because we are so entangled by all the things of the world.
希望我们经过这一次以后，能够善用时间，好好的祷告，不是好好的玩手机。
So we hope that during this period of time and after this NATS, we can learn to really focus on prayers and not surfing on the phone.
继续读下去，第七节。
Let's continue verse 7.
这是第一个观念啊。
This is the first point.
第一项的教训了啊。
The first teaching.
我们再看有勇士。
And then we talk about the valiant man, the warriors. There are 60 warriors.
那这60个勇士是特选的。
And this valiant man, they are being selected.
在整个以色列地啊，这个勇士何止六百六千？
Of course, out of the land of Israel, there are more than 60 valiant men.
但如今要成为御林军呐，保护这个王的，所以。 特选60个,
but yet these 60 warriors, they are the warriors out of the warriors because they are there to protect the king.
如果我们是那60个当中的一个何其有幸啊。
So if we are one of these 60 warriors, how privileged we will be.
今天我们就要把自己比拟成我就是60个勇士当中的一个。
So today we must think of ourselves, we are one of these 60 warriors.
或是我们要立志成为勇士。
Or rather we must determine that we will become one of these 60 warriors.
这是耶稣给我们的机会，他验证我们。
Because this is the opportunity given to us by Christ, he wants to give us this privilege.
我们愿意来做。
And we're willing to carry out this privilege.
有一个年轻人，他跟传道说：“我40岁才发起热心。”
There is a young man telling the preacher that I will become zealous at age 40.
所以我40岁以前，我在这个世界打拼，打拼啊，我赚了赚钱赚够了，我再回到教会来热心。
And that is to say, before 40, my my life goal is to become so rich that after 40, I can just retire and be zealous for church.
传道告诉他爱主就趁现在，现在就可以爱主。 为什么要等到40岁？
And then the preacher told him that if you love the Lord, you love the Lord right at this moment. You don't wait till you're 40.
他说我个人有个人的生涯规划。
And then he says that, well, I have my life goal and my life plan.
可是他40岁以前的生涯规划，并没有把耶稣规划在里头，并没有把教会的圣工规划在那里面。
But yet in his life goal, prior to age 40, he did not put church or even sacred work in his lifelong plan.
他很有能力，但是他忘记了。
He is very capable, but he forgot this point.
到底是他的丧礼先到，还是他的40岁先到？
Because he forgot that perhaps his funeral will come before age 40.
我们想说等到80岁，等到60岁退休，我们真的能够等到60岁吗？我们真的能够活到80岁吗？还是婚礼，还是丧礼比我们的60岁早到？
And so therefore, many people, they will postpone saying that I will wait till I'm 60 or I'm 80. But even before those days come, your funeral has already arrived.
39岁就办丧礼了。
And so at age 39, the funeral indeed came.
他永远等不到他的40岁。
He never waited till his age 40.
要爱主就趁现在。
So if you do love the Lord, you must love him now.
就是现在就爱主。
That is to say, at this very present moment, right now in the present tense,
我们都愿意给主耶稣使用。
And that we are willing to be the vessel for God.
那我们要当勇士啊。 不是赤手空拳。
So in order to become a warrior, you don't fight empty-handed.
手要持刀。
And in your hand, you must hold the sword.
勇士要有武器。
And the warriors, they must have weapons in their hands.
你看手持刀啊。
And they hold swords.
要征战。
And they're expert in war.
腰间配刀。
And then the sword is on the thigh.
防备夜间的危险。
And to be alert of the fear in the night.
那可不是一把刀，它是两把刀。
And so therefore, it's not just one sword. That the sword is plural. There are two pairs of swords.
进可攻，退可守。
And that is to say, they can also attack to the front and also defend at the back.
一面征战也可以来防备。
And on one hand, they can attack at the front line, but also defend themselves at the back.
这个手持刀就是说，好像那个枪已经上膛啊，准备随时要打。
And so when they're holding sword in their hand, that means they're always ready for warfare.
随时可以启动。
They're always on the move.
而且他有在精神上呢是警醒的。
That is to say, mentally, they are totally alert and vigilant.
夜间不能打瞌睡的。
And at night, they cannot even fall asleep or doze off.
这个王要娶亲的行列可不能稍有一点点的冒失啊，不可以的。
That is to say, this king, this wedding procession of the king is so important, they cannot allow for anything to mishappen.
那我们想起啊，大卫他得国的时候呢，有谁帮助他呢？特别勇的啊，特勇的有30个勇士。
And then we think about how King David, when he became king, he had 30 warriors who supported him.
那现在多了一倍哦。
But now this is doubled.
所以这些勇士很好用。
And so these warriors, they are there for protection.
那我们在教会里头啊，我们要成为勇士，我们想一想啊，我们手上有什么武器？
So therefore, today, as spiritual warriors of the church, ask yourself, what weapons do you have in your hand?
我们有什么恩赐？
What kind of spiritual gifts are we endowed with?
我们家里有什么？
What do we have at home?
我手上的是什么？
What we have in our hand.
我们就去想我能够为温哥华教会做什么。
Let's think about this question. What can I do for Vancouver Church?
爱主的人会问说我能够为你做什么。
Because if you love the Lord, you will ask yourself, what can I do for the Lord?
自私的人就会问说温哥华教会可以给我什么。
But for those who are selfish, they will ask the other question around, what can the Vancouver Church do for me?
每次到教会来就想说教会有什么东西我可以拿。
And every time they come to the church, they will look around and see what they can bring with, take along with them from the church.
我们永远不知道怎么爱主耶稣。
Then we really don't know how to love the Lord.
但是如果不断地问自己,
But if we keep asking ourselves this question,
我领受了什么?
What have I received?
主耶稣给我什么恩赐?
What has the Lord Jesus given me in terms of spiritual gifts?
我能够做什么?
And what can I do for God?
那我就能够成为一个勇士了。
Then I can become a spiritual warrior.
主耶稣给你的恩赐就是你的武器。
Because the spiritual gifts that God has given you or blessed you with is your spiritual weapon.
啊, 我们传道人呢, 有时候在一个教会啊, 都是最后一个离开的。
And very often, as preachers of the church, we're always the last one to leave the chapel.
啊, 很多的信徒都回家, 已经在睡觉了, 还有一个弟兄在教会里被打扫。
And many brothers and sisters have gone home, but there's still one brother remaining behind in the chapel to clean up the chapel.
啊, 小弟问他, 为什么这么晚?
Then I asked this brother, how come you're staying behind so late?
他说要清扫这个洗手间, 当然要所有的人都离开了, 我才方便清扫啊。
And then he says that, well, I have to wait for the whole congregation to go home, then I can clean up the washrooms.
啊, 那小弟问他说, 你很喜欢洗厕所吗?
Then I asked him, this brother, do you like washing the washrooms?
他说我不是特别喜欢洗厕所。
And he says that, no, of course not. That's not something that I really like to do.
但是我很喜欢让我们的信徒在使用这个洗手间的时候都有一个干净的空间。
But, and then he replies that, but however, I love the fact that when the members come to use the washroom, they have a very clean environment.
他说我跟耶稣说好了。
And then he says that I have made a pact with Jesus.
我这一辈子就是负责这个教会的洗手间，我就是负责来洗洗手间。
That for me, this is my lifelong responsibility. I am in charge of cleaning up the washrooms.
那小弟说，那你一定很有经验嘛，一定很有心得。
Then so I ask this brother, then you must be very experienced.
哦，那把刷子就是他的武器啊。
And because that toilet brush is his weapon in his hand.
每天都做, 你看看。
Every day he is cleaning with that brush.
如果真的半夜有小偷进来的话, 他啪, 那个小偷就会飞出去了。
So if one night, if there's a thief that comes, he has this brush, toilet brush in his hand to hit on the thief.
茅厕的刷子也可以成为武器啊。
And of course, this toilet brush can be your weapon as well in your hand.
是。 我说那你到底有什么心得可以具体跟我讲吗?
So then I asked him the question again. So really, can you share with me your experience?
他说传道你现在可以检查。
And so he says that preacher, well, now you can inspect the washroom.
你看我们教会的马桶。
Look at the toilet.
这个马桶可以用手去摸的。
Because you can touch the surface of the toilet bowl.
看一看，真的很光滑，去摸一摸。
And so just give a touch, and you see how smooth it is.
他说传道,
and he says, preacher,
你叫我蹲下去用舌头去舔这些我都可以。
And then he says, a preacher, if you were to challenge me to lick the toilet bowl with my tongue, I would do it right in front of you.
我说洗厕所不必洗到这样嘛, 万一把这个马桶给洗破了怎么办啊?
And so I told him, you know, when you clean the bathroom, you don't have to go to that extreme. What if the whole bowl just break apart?
他说我现在已经熟练了，我就是这样，我就负责洗马桶就好了。
And he says that I am so experienced now. I'm so familiar with it. I just be responsible for cleaning the washrooms.
感动啊。
So aren't you touched?
啊, 想不到洗厕所也可以洗成一个神国的勇士来。
So in fact, really, cleaning the toilet bowl, you can also create a warrior out of it.
不在乎做什么事情。
So really, it doesn't matter what you do.
在乎我们存着什么态度。
What matters is your attitude to the work.
这就是神国的勇士。
That is the spiritual warrior of the kingdom of God.
那如果勇士的话, 最好就是夫妻档最好。
And so, of course, when we talk about spiritual warriors, the best is the couple team.
啊, 夫妻互相。 鼓励就是两个人同心同行又同工最好了。
That is to say, the best and the most beautiful is that husband and wife team together. They work and they serve God together, and they encourage each other.
哦，我们这个教会如果真的有十对的夫妻啊，啊，这种侍奉的精神是这样，我们这个教会一定是立于不坠了。
And so therefore, if our church, we just need to have 10 couples, 10 couples of husband and wife team, this church will be unbreakable.
哦, 小弟有一次在教会啊, 因为开会,职会开的很晚。
And one time, because of the church council meeting, we had a meeting till pretty late at night.
啊, 负责人执事都在教会。
And then, of course, the church council members and the ministers, they were all at church.
突然间那个室内的电话就响。
And then suddenly, the phone just ring.
哦，我们就接电话。
And so we pick up the phone.
哎，喂，教会。
And then we say, "Hello, this is the church."
那边就是一个姐妹的声音了。
And then on the other hand is the voice of a sister.
啊，她把我的声音听成她先生的声音，是这么晚了还不回来了，吓一跳。我传道人没有这么凶啊。
And that sister thought that she heard the voice of her husband. And then she just started screaming into the phone, "How come you're so late and you're not back home yet?"
啊，我说我是传道。
And then I told her, sister, I'm the preacher.
他说对不起，对不起，就关掉了。
And he said, "Oh, I'm so sorry." Down the phone.
所以我也不知道是哪一个太太打的。
So I till this day I don't know which sister actually was on the other line.
啊，所以当场也没有人承认呐。
And of course, no one will confess to that.
突然间没有一个人承认那个是他太太打的。
Of course, no one will claim that. No, that's not my wife. No.No way.
那其实我们慢慢猜也可以猜出来。
But then, of course, we all can guess the actual person.
夫妻如果不同心啊。
Because if the husband and wife, if they are not united in with one heart.
职务要讨论很重要的事情。
And because the church council, they have very important matters to discuss.
哦，那太太妈没有办法配合。
And but however, the wife cannot understand and cannot cooperate.
你看啊，这个勇士一定会衰弱啊，他没办法成为勇士啊。
Then of course it will affect the warrior. The warrior will definitely become weak and fall.
啊，当然我们不是故意延宕时间。
Of course, we are not intentionally trying to delay the meeting till so late at night.
很多时候，这个会议一定要告一个段落完成，才不会前功尽弃嘛。
Because very often we need to conclude the meeting to the full so that everything is being discussed.
大家立志来做勇士。
So if everyone is determined to become warriors,
夫妻同心同行又同工最好。
Because the best is a couple team, the husband and wife serving God together with one heart.
两个人的爱情会比拟啊，这个所罗门跟苏拉密女的爱。
And that is to say, the love between the husband and wife team is the same as the King Solomon and his queen.
那是两个灵魂就合而一体的啦。
And because two spirits have become united as one.
哦，有说不完的事情，有关一直在关心的人。
Because there are so many things you can talk about, so many people you can care about.
你看两个人的心多么的靠近。
So you can see how close the two people's heart will become.
欢笑一起欢笑，哀哭一起哀哭。
Because you will laugh together and you will also cry together.
人生这样就是心满意足了。
And that is how life should be.
所以我们在讲雅歌，雅歌不如就是同心同行又同工。
So therefore, when we keep talking about the Song of Songs, really we are talking about walking together with one heart of love and serving God with one heart.
我们再继续读第九节。
Let's continue with verse 9.
所罗门王用黎巴嫩木为自己制造了一层华轿。
And so verse 9, of the wood of Lebanon, Solomon the king made himself a palanquin.
教会是基督所建立的。
And Christ is being established by God. And the church is being established by Christ.
真教会所以成为得救的教会。
And the fact that true Jesus Church becomes the church that saves.
因为这是基督建立的。
Because this church is being established by Christ.
这是从神所生的。
And this church is being born by from God.
以前我们在回答外教会的人问说，为什么你们真耶稣教会是唯一得救的教会
？And so therefore, when you ask this question from other church denominations, saying that why is your church the only church that saves?
我们就说，哎，只要你们教会是真理，有圣灵啊，神迹奇事，你们也是得救的教会。
And then we can reply to them saying that, well, as long as your church also has the truth, also has the Holy Spirit, your church will also be the church that saves.
我们以为这样是四平八稳的答案。
So we think that this is definitely a very concrete answer.
一直去想哪个地方是出了问题，好像有点不太对。
Then we keep thinking about perhaps we have missed out some little details.
后来发现了。
Then we realize.
我们不应该这样说。
We shouldn't reply in this manner.
如果你曾经这么说。
Because if you had said this in the past.
听小弟解释。
So please hear my explanation.
是不是你也会跟小弟有一样的想法。
So perhaps you will have the same thoughts as what I'm thinking.
为什么这是得救的教会？
Why is it that this is the church that saves?
因为神建立的。
Because God has established the church.
神所生的。
And because it is born from God.
不是去说，哎，这个教会，那个教会，好像都跟我们有一样的条件。
And not to look at all the other churches, looking at them thinking that they have also meet the criteria of our church.
因为是神建立的教会, 它是得救的教会,
and because this is the church that is established by God, therefore it has all the conditions and the criteria that is laid down by God.
不是反过来讲啊,
and not the other way around.
哦, 这是我所生的,
so this is whom I have given birth to.
所以这是我的儿子,
therefore, this is my son. Because this son, I have given birth to this son.
不需要看其他的条件,
you don't have to look at all the other criteria.
那今天教会是神所建立的,
so in the same way, today the church is established by God himself.
所以他自然有这些条件,
so therefore, naturally, it comes with all these elements.
哦, 有一个人跟你很像啊,
there's this person who looks like you.
眼睛眯眯的,
the eyes are beautiful.
啊, 没有,
没有, the eyes 不是, are 咪咪的,
鸽, 鸽子眼啊, 啊,
oh,
现在流行话就是鸽子眼啊,
the eyes are like the eyes of a dove.
啊, 诶, 头发也是半白,
半白,
啊,
the hair is also half gray.
诶, 笑起来跟你一样, 嘴巴歪边,
and when they smile, they look like you because the smile, the mouth is kind of slanted to one side.
很像你啊,
they really look like you.
所以这个是你儿子啊,
so therefore, this is your son.
这不能乱讲啊,
and of course, you cannot claim it this way.
传道人会问说你什么时候跟谁又生了一个?
Then your wife will ask you, since when have you given birth to a son that I don't know?
话不能这么说的啦,
because you cannot say in this way.
这是我的儿子,
that this is my son,
我所生的,
and I have given birth to.
所以他很自然就像我,
therefore, naturally, the son looks like me.
但是不是每一个像我的人都是我生的, 我没有那么多情好不好?
And of course, you cannot claim the other way around, saying that all the other people who look like me, they are my son. Sorry, I did not give birth to them.
所以我们应该说这是神建立的。
So therefore, we must reply in this way that this church is established by God.
所以自然有神的生命。
So naturally, it has the life of God.
有神的灵。
It has the Holy Spirit of God.
说神的话语。
And it will speak the word of God.
就是真理。
And that is the truth.
啊, 自然就有神迹奇事。
Then naturally, miracles will abound.
啊, 因为有很多的神迹奇事,
because,
所谓的神迹,
because we thank God we have many miracles
有的,
in the church.
有很多所谓的真理, 似是而非的啦,
and then we 似是而非, we have 啊, the 说真理, 是,
似是而非的真理啦, and so, 似是而非的道理啊,
and so we have the truth.
啊, 其实是错的啦,
huh? Oh, we have a lot of ambiguities.
啊, 其实不是真理啦,
but it's not the truth.
啊, 所以它存在着一种判断上的困难,
so therefore, it's hard to make judgment.
啊, 那神的教会,
so when we look at the church,
得救的只有一个,
there's only one church that will be saved.
没有再其他第二个,
there isn't a second one.
所罗门王的华教只有这一个,
so there is only one palanquin of King Solomon.
他的心腹就是一位,
and there is only one bride, one queen of King Solomon.
婚姻有他的神圣性, 所以被用来比喻神跟百姓之间的关系,
and because a marriage is very, it has a sacred element, so therefore it is used to represent the church and Christ relationship.
神圣的婚姻就是一男一女一夫一妻,
because a sacred marriage is one man, one woman, one husband, one wife.
哦, 我们应该这样来描述才对的,
so this is how we should describe.
啊,为什么我们说不再有第二个教会呢?
So that's why we say that we don't have a second church.
因为主耶稣讲过,
because Jesus Christ has mentioned,
啊, 得救的人啊,
those who are being saved,
我另外还要有羊啊,
that I still have other sheep,
不是在这一圈的,
that they don't belong to this fold,
在这一圈之外还有,
I do have sheep outside of this fold,
我必须领他们来,
that I must bring them back to the fold,
他们要听我的声音,
that they will heed to my voice.
所以不是留在原来那个地方有第二个得救的教会, 是他们要离开那个地方来到得救的教会, 所以得救的教会永远都是一个,
so therefore it doesn't mean that there's a second church out there, but rather these sheep shall return back heeding to the voice, and they will come back to this one church. There's only one church that will save.
我们要这样说才是正确的。
That is how we should answer the question posed to us.
我们再看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
那这个教柱是用银做的。
It says that the pillars are constructed out of silver.
这个让我们想起了主耶稣被卖30块银子。
So this reminds us of how Lord Jesus, how he was betrayed with 30 silver.
啊, 那么在出埃及记的30章我们回去再看。出埃及记30章里头啊, 14到16节有一段话。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus chapter 30.
那这个银子是什么呢?
So what kind of silver is this?
就是要赎他们的生命的。
And this silver is ransom money.
所以这个赎罪银，这个银子就要做赎罪银。
So therefore, this shekels of silver is to become the ransom money.
赎我们的罪。
And to redeem us of our sins.
赎出百姓的生命。
And to redeem the lives of the Israelites.
这些都是属于神的人。
Because all these people belong to God.
那每年都要有这个二十祭拉，一色科勒是二十祭拉，要有半色科勒，来作为这个赎生命的价银。
And so therefore, over here it says that everyone should give half a shekel according to the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel is 20 gerahs. The half shekel is offering to the Lord.
教柱是用银做的。
That is to say, the pillars are made of silver.
就表示耶稣付出他生命的代价，十字架流血来成全这个救赎。
And this represents how Lord Jesus Christ is being sacrificed on the cross and redeemed us by his blood.
这个柱子就是把这个顶架把它撑起来。
And these pillars, they are pillars of support that will hold up the church.
那就是建立在耶稣的救恩。
And that is built on the foundation of Christ.
十字架的道理。
And built on the truth of the cross.
小弟最喜欢讲十字架的道理。
And I love talking about the cross.
每一篇的道理几乎都会扯到十字架的道理。
And every sermon that I speak, we will always point to the cross.
因为保罗就是这样。
Because that is how Paul is.
保罗是很有学问的人。
Paul, he was a very, very eloquent man.
但是他说,
But he said,
我有知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架，我只知道这个。
Even though he is highly educated, that's only one point that he know and hold on to, that Christ died for me.
教会也是建立在这个基础上面。
This is how the church is being built upon the foundation of Christ.
我们要更多的来高举十字架。
That is to say, we must all uphold the cross.
所以教会要成为真理的柱石和根基。
That is to say, the church must be built upon the pillars and the foundation of the truth.
教会是借着真理而建造起来。
And because the church is built, established upon the truth.
而且它也要成为真理的柱石。
And it will also become the pillar of truth.
那我们再继续读下去。
Let's continue reading on.
这个教底是用金做的。
And it says that the support is of gold.
因为这个脚要踏在这个轿底。
And because the foot of the couch has to touch the ground.
就彼得前书第一章里面所说的了，我们的信心啊，信心经过火炼，比那个黄金更宝贵啊。
And that's mentioned in 1 Peter, saying that our faith, once it is refined by fire, it will become more precious than gold.
脚踏好像火在炼一样。
That is to say, when your foot is being on the ground, it is like being tried in fire.
那坐垫是紫色的。
And here it says that the seat is made of purple.
那这紫色是, 以色列人他们认为是尊贵，是王者之色。
And to the people of Israel, the purple color, it is a color of royalty.
那中国的黄袍加身，黄袍就是中国的皇帝的衣服，所以黄色就是王者之色，在中国。
But in China, for the Chinese emperor, they will wear robes of golden color. So therefore, the yellow color or the gold color is the color of the Chinese emperor.
那紫色就是尊贵啊。
And the color of purple, it is a symbol of royalty.
那现在是王的轿啊。
And so this is the Solomon's couch.
是王的身份当然是要用紫色的。
So of course, it is the seat of the king. It has to be purple in color.
安排了一个王的座位给王坐。
And so they have created this throne, this chair, this portable chair for the king to sit on.
那我们的教会也是一样啊。
So in the same way, it also applies to our church.
哥罗西书一章里面所说的，基督就是在教会里面，他是教会的元首。 居首位的。
And so in the book of Colossians, it says that our God, he is the chief.
那我们怎么样去应用这个道理啊?
How do we apply this truth?
就算我们现在在聚会,
Just like all of us here congregating in the church,
我们有一个位置是紫色的，是给主耶稣坐的。
We have a seat that is purple in color, and that is the seat of our Lord Jesus.
但是有一些人在开会的时候,
But some people, when they are conducting in the meeting,
讲那个话，真的不像基督徒啊。
And some of the words that they utter is not out of a Christian mouth.
根本目中无人了，没有把主耶稣放在眼里啊，好像这个教会里面没有一个王的座位，没有耶稣的座位，没有耶稣说话的余地啊，是这样的。
And when they utter words of arrogance, they forgot that there is a seat of Lord Jesus among them.
不管我们开会说话还是一般应对说话，你不要目中无人，好像没有神啊，讲那个什么话，好像这个教会没有神，糟糕了你，这个罪很大。
So therefore, when you're engaged in a meeting, do not speak as if God is invisible and that you cannot see his seat because he is right there in the midst of the presence of everyone.
哎，这是很严重的问题哦。
And that is a very serious matter.
以前在我们那个地方。
And in the past, in our...
几十年前。
In our, 在哪里？
在我们那地方。
你们那地方在哪？
就好了，好，我们 in the, 台湾了，
in Taiwan
啊，你不要逼我说出来啊，那啊，几十年前，当然台湾就是有一些也刚出现啊，带着世俗啊，到教会来开会啊，说话啊，像外邦人一样。
And because back in the old days in Taiwan, a lot of people they come and they speak like worldly people.
在教会里面开会啊，代表大会开会，他嘴巴骂三字经啊。
In the church conference, when we are holding the meeting, in fact, some of these members, they were speaking with swearing words.
攻击啊。
And they were attacking.
咒骂。
They were actually rebuking.
你跟这些代表，跟这些弟兄姐妹有什么深仇大恨呢？讲话讲成这样子。
So think about this point. I mean, do you have such a huge hatred with all these members of the church that you have to speak in this manner?
真的不应该。
You don't have to conduct yourself in this way.
好像这个家庭没有大人啊，好像这个教会没有耶稣啊。你没有把没有用一个王的位置给耶稣坐。如果你有感觉到有一个位置给耶稣坐，你不敢这样说话的。
And it seems as if there is and it seems as if Lord Jesus is not among them, and there is no God present among them. If you know that there is a seat and the throne of Jesus, you won't dare to speak like that.
耶稣也是爱他管教的。
And so Lord Jesus also loved him.Also punish him and chastise him.
他到最后知道自己的罪，认罪悔改。
And then later on, he knew his sins, and then he confessed of his transgressions.
舌头长癌。
His tongue, he has tongue cancer, cancer on the tongue.
耶稣把他带走。
And Lord Jesus took him away.
啊，但是有受管教。
But then he was being chastised.
那我们现在想想看。
So think about this.
真的要。在我们就是在我们心中先有一个位置，尊主为大，给主耶稣做了，而且是王的位置哦。
And that is to say, remember, you must have this throne in your heart for God and to magnify Him in your heart.
啊，最重要的位置哦。
That is the most important royal seat of all.
哎，你不要开会的时候把耶稣请到外面，敬陪末座啊，坐地上啊。
And so therefore, do not cast Lord Jesus outside of the meeting and put him outside of the boundary.
所以凡事要敬畏神。
And that is to say, we must conduct all matters with the fear and reverence of God.
尊主为大。
And to magnify his name.
哦，那这样就对了。
Then that will be the correct manner.
最后一点哈。
And let's talk about the last point.
那当这样描述的时候，你会发现说这个教会，这个华教金碧辉煌。很有荣光啊，很荣耀。
So therefore, when we look at this description, it is a magnificent palanquin that is being carried out on the roads.
啊，金跟银光彩夺目。
And there is silver, there is gold, and it glint and reflect light in the daytime.
坐垫又是紫色的。
And the seat is of purple color.
啊，充满荣光。
And it was very glorious.
那其中还有一个是很重要的。
And then there's one point that is very important.
这个教室里面它最主要的东西有什么哪些呢？
And what is the most important element that is found in the interior that is paved with?
铺满了耶路撒冷众女子的爱情。
It says that the interior is paved with the love by the daughters of Jerusalem.
哦，因为这些耶路撒冷的众女子就是新娘的同伴。
And the daughters of Jerusalem, they are the bridal party of the bride.
这个婚礼是大家共同祝福，大家高兴的。
And that this wedding is being celebrated by everyone. The whole bridal party is there to celebrate.
哦，众人以为美，众人都祝福。
The whole multitude, they find it very beautiful, and they are all there celebrating the love.
啊, 所以得到很大的爱。
So that's why there's a great love that's being received.
就是礼物送很多给他。
And that is to say, it is filled with gifts.
教会最重要的是一个什么呢?
And so for our church, what is the most important?
充满爱。
It is filled with love.
所有的人都奉献爱。
And everyone is here to give your love.
啊, 你看金跟银, 这些是外在形式。
And when you look at the silver and the gold, they are just external, just on the outside.
如果你要女主角讲, 这当中最宝贵的是什么? 她会说,是耶路撒冷众女子的爱。 他们奉献的礼物, 给我的爱, 我感受最深。
So therefore, if you were to ask the bride what is the most important, she will reply saying that it is the love that's showered upon me by the daughters of Jerusalem.
所以教会要充满爱。
So that is to say, our church must be filled with love.
尤其是末世快到的时候。
Especially when the end times is so close and so near.
我们更不能够缺少爱。
We cannot be found lacking with love.
当世界要成为过去的时候,
so when one day this whole world were to pass,
爱永不止息,
but the love never ceases.
啊, 我们在最困难的情境,
and during the most difficult times of tribulation,
将来怎么样逼迫临到我们的时候,
and doesn't matter what kind of future persecution would come upon us,
我们依然要活出爱来,
we must still live up to a life of love.
哪里有爱,
Where there is love,
神就在那里,
there will be God.
神在那里,
Where there is God,
就是在地如天, 就是天堂,
and there will be love because we are just living in a paradise on earth.
但是我们耶路撒冷的众女子, 每一个人都要奉献爱出来,
and that is to say, all the daughters of Jerusalem, they must give forth their love.
啊, 所以王婚娶的日子到了,
and because the wedding day of the king has come,
大家都喜乐,
everyone is filled with great joy.
羔羊跟新妇就在神的国里面。
And because the lamb and the bride, they are in the kingdom of God.
啊, 唱诗389首。
Let's sing hymn 398.